Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Donnie Deutsch of the TV series Donnie. Mr. Deutsch is an advertising legend and popular TV personality, best known for his appearances on MSNBC's Morning Joe and for hosting The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch. Over the next segment, Donnie Deutsch will talk about his foray into acting on his new TV comedy series, Donnie, which airs Tuesdays at 10:30 p.m. on USA Network. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to portray yourself, feel free to come up with a big idea as we take a commercial break from the past so we can truly be ourselves in the present. Donnie, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Now, Donnie, tell us what Donnie is all about.
Donnie is a scripted comedy. I play a fictionalized version of myself. I play a character named Donnie Deutsch who has a daytime talk show like a Dr. Phil type show. And on that talk show, I give very loving advice to my audience members. But off the show, I'm a complete hypocrite doing all the things I'm telling people not to do. And it's kind of in that Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David plays a version of himself. Not to compare, because that's obviously a brilliant show and we're just starting out. But it's kind of that genre.
So what was the genesis of Donnie?
The genesis was having met so many people in the media and various famous people, and you realize they have these on-air personalities and then off the air, they're very different, to play with that and, you know, really make fun of people in the media, because sometimes famous people or people in the media sit on their perch and think they're better or they're smarter, where in reality, we're all doing the same stupid things when it comes to kids and sex and friends and life and work, and just wanted to kind of parody that. And I make a lot of fun of myself in the show, and there's a lot of laughs.
So how much of Donnie is based on you, and how much of it is an exaggerated you?
It's an exaggerated, buffooned version of myself, which isn't hard to do because I kind of get there on my own. I take what are maybe some public perceptions of myself or some of my weakest qualities, my warts, and just, you know, explode them and have fun at my own expense. And I think if we can all do that in life, I think we'd be better with ourselves. So hopefully I'm kind of self-aware at some of my stupider things and weaknesses, and I'm just the butt of the joke. And in the show, the women rule. You know, in real life, I'm surrounded by incredibly powerful, brilliant women, people I work with, a friend, my best female friends. I have three incredible daughters. So, you know, my theory in life is women are superior to men, and that clearly comes through in the show.
Yeah, professionally, do you prefer working with women?
You know, ironically, I actually do. It's interesting, and I've written a few books, and I have a chapter in a book called The Female Superiority Doctrine. If you give me a woman and a man of the same talent, of the same exact DNA, bright, you know, driven, I'll take the woman every time because I think they spend so much less time on the emotional nonsense about whose office is bigger and whose everything is bigger, and they just want to get the job done. So I will take the woman every single time over the man.
So on your show, Donnie, how does Donnie view himself, and how do you think the women in his personal and professional life view him?
The women in his professional life all really kind of, they know he's kind of an idiot, but they know he's got a big heart, so they're always kind of propping him up and helping him and covering for him, and it's kind of that dynamic. Is just real love, if you will. You know, like their eyes roll a lot, but there's love there. On the personal side, Donnie usually ends up on the short end of the stick in all the episodes. I date Christie Brinkley, and of course she dumps me, and that usually tends to happen. So although I fashion myself quite the woman's man, I usually kind of end up in the deep end of the pool, if you will. And it's kind of fun.
So what is it like playing a version of yourself, and does acting come naturally to you?
You know, the acting part is interesting. As a former CEO, you're performing as a leader and as a motivator in front of your, you know, company every day. And as a talk show host and somebody who's been on guest for thousands of hours on TV, you're performing another. You're always your authentic self if you're doing a good job, but you're doing versions of yourself. And I was just doing that here. If you really think all of us in our everyday life, we play different versions of ourselves. We come home and we play the father version of ourselves. And when we're out to dinner with friends, we're playing the fun social version of ourselves. So if you're self-aware, you can take those different components and have some fun with them.
So, of course, you're a great ad guy. Now, on Donnie, you're breaking the fourth wall when it comes to advertising. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do something very fresh. You know, the show is a very amalgam blur of comedy and reality and news and information and talk show. We put all those kind of genres together. And we throw one more in advertising where once during each show, I break the fourth wall and all of a sudden I'll turn to camera and just start selling a product, you know, that happens to be on the counter wherever I am in a very ad-y type way. And the people around me, the cast members in the scene, going, huh, who are you talking to? And it's just this weird homage to my previous life. And they're actually paid ads within the show, and it's really going to be a breakthrough thing.
That's great. Now, how close is Donnie in capturing what really goes on behind the scenes in television?
It's pretty, as far as, you know, it's not a lot. The episodes always start on the talk show. You know, it's not about behind the scenes. It's really, it starts on the talk show, and then it goes into, you know, my personal life and everyday life that people can relate. So it's not a kind of behind the scenes of what happens in TV. That's not a big kind of emphasis of the show.
Now, you mentioned women and how important they are in your own life and also on the show. Now, Emily Tarver plays your executive producer, Pam. Tell us about her and her character and the kind of chemistry that you guys have.
Emily Tarver, who's my co-star on the show, and is brilliant. She's in the upcoming Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie, Sisters. Brilliant, brilliant comedic actress. And she's actually based on a real-life character, a woman who is a very important businesswoman in my life and who slaps me around and kicks my butt. And Emily picks up on that very well, and she's just constantly, literally smacking me. Not literally, but figuratively, to get into shape. And she's brilliant and funny and tough, and she's just a brilliant actress.
And also tell us about your co-creator, Angie Day, and what is it like collaborating with her?
Yeah, a co-creator, Angie Day, is brilliant. We kind of birthed this baby together. And it's a perfect example of what I surround myself in real life. Brilliant, smart, hard, you know, driven women, and that's the reason I've been successful. And so even in this project, you know, life imitates art, and that's kind of what happened.
So where does the scripted Donnie end and the real Donnie begin? Do you guys do a lot of improv?
Yeah, basically what we did, it was a very interesting process where we would write a script, and then at that point we would call in and do our first read with actors. And we would read the script once with actors, just on callbacks, and then say, throw away the script, you know what the basic scene is now, just go. And then we would improv. Then we would write a script from that, and then call actors back again. So it was script, improv, till we finally had a very tight script, but even on the day of shooting, we'd be improvising. So it was kind of the best of both worlds.
So what is the thing that has surprised you most about working on this series?
The thing that surprised me the most is that I actually found this idiom easier to work than advertising. When you're trained in, okay, I've got 30 seconds to sell a product, have to say five things about the product, and somehow either entertain or make somebody laugh or make somebody cry or inform them, is a much, what I call a lot of barricades in there, is much harder than, okay, here's 22 minutes, just make people laugh. Not that that's easy, but I think the training in advertising really sets you up for to be successful in something like this.
Donnie, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Jim, right back at you.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.